Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Listen, super excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide. Well, we say hello, those coming in from Twitter and Facebook and on the phone lines, and those that are listening in iTunes, we appreciate you here. Listen, I have a dynamic show today. We're going to be starting the top of the hour out with a guest that is backed by popular demand. And Judge Karen, oh my goodness, Judge Karen Mills Francis. We're going to be talking about Supreme Justice with Judge Karen. You know her dynamic personality and her engaging style, and we're just going to be catching up with her. And then later on in the show, we're going to be talking to an award-winning author of the Nea Mona series, Marion L. Thomas. She's back to talk to us about her latest novel, Aqua Blue. It's very intriguing, so you definitely don't want to go anywhere. So listen, let's jump right on in. Certainly, if you are on Twitter, make sure you follow me. What's going on? Follow me at twitter.com/Charvette. Also, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, my main website, charvette.com. Oh, and don't forget to pick up my mobile app under Charvette. All right, so, again, first segment here, I am super delighted to have Judge Karen joining us back. Certainly, you recall her from our last interview. She's a published author, but she's a television personality. She practiced criminal justice law in Miami for over 13 years. She has many other credentials under her name, but certainly she won the judgeship in 2000, making her the second black woman to serve on the bench in Miami-Dade County. And we're excited because she's back here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So I'm bringing to the mic right now, Judge Karen. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's so nice to be back, Charvette. You know, I'm listening to you talk, and you have such great energy. If everybody could learn to have that type of welcoming energy in life, the world would be a better place.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad to share. So listen, talking about energy, we have to, first of all, we have to talk about your energy and your presence. Those of us that just love Court TV, you just represent so well and sassy and spunk with it. Of course, the blonde hair is a trademark. Will they let you ever get away from the blonde hair?
I mean, that's the first question they ask me when they call me. You still got blonde hair, right? I don't think anybody's going to ever let me color my hair. And I've been wearing blonde hair for most of my adult life.
Wow, awesome. Well, that is awesome there. So let's jump in. I want to talk about Supreme Justice with Judge Karen. And I'm telling you, there are so many stories and cases that you get to see. I'd love to hear a day in the life of Judge Karen when you're taping for the show. Tell us about that.
You know, it's a real hectic schedule. Most people would be shocked to know what goes on in a day of any court show, Judge. I mean, we wake up early. At least I wake up very early in the morning because I have a call time at 10 a.m., which means I need to be on the set at 7:30 a.m. to get my hair washed and blow-dried and pressed and curled and to get my makeup done and to review the day's cases. And that's all done before 10 a.m. And then I pick out the jewelry I wear. I don't know if you've noticed, but in this incarnation of Judge Karen, I wear a lot of different vintage brooches. So in the morning, before I get started, the stylist on the show, Marnie, brings out a tray of brooches for me to select to wear during the day. Every day we have 14 cases that we do.
Wow.
And so the legal intern, the attorneys that work on the memorandums, they come in. I have a trailer. Instead of a dressing room, I have a dressing trailer, gorgeous trailer. I love my trailer.
All right.
And we review the day's cases, and I get mic'd, and we walk over to the studio next door, and then we start with the first case. And then when that's over, It's about 20 minutes of a wait time, and I'm in the back, and I'm fanning because usually I'm hot.
With the robe and everything and the lights.
With the robe on and all the lights. And then we come back in, and we do, before lunchtime, which usually happens around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we do about 7 cases. And then
my
at
goodness.
Lunchtime, I have my lunch, and then we start the whole makeup hair process again to get a fresh look for the afternoon's cases. So then we usually wrap up around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Wow, and you make it look so effortless, like you just, you know, you just walked
yeah,
in,
like
you did the
just
one case.
In,
yes, one case
early,
a day.
Right and early in the morning. You have to remember that, too, is that the viewer is thinking that it's whatever time of day your show is on in their
yeah.
city. So if it's 9 a.m., they think you're in court, it's 9 a.m. If it's 1 o'clock, you just came back from lunch, you're starting court at 1. But it's quite a challenge to always keep it fresh, to be alert and alive and to be quick and to give the viewers what they're looking for.
Wow, and you do that so well. Listeners, if you just tuned in, yes, you're listening to Judge Karen here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Certainly check out Supreme Justice with Judge Karen. Check your local listings. Check your local listings. All right, so are you prepped for the cases? Do you have any idea what those 14 cases will be about?
It depends. Normally, I don't like to know about the cases because I think that it's a lot more organic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how it's done in real court. In small claims court, usually the judge walks in the court and there are 100 cases on the bench, and you haven't had an opportunity to go through all 100. So you're usually hearing the facts for the very first time. Unless I have a very complicated case where there are going to be maybe a couple of witnesses called or there's going to be some, you know, evidence that I'm going to need to consider, I usually hear the case cold. And that way I don't prejudge the case, and I give the parties an opportunity to tell me. You know, a lot of people say, well, why do you always interrupt people? I don't know, I just like turned the corner on you talking. Why do you always interrupt the litigants? That's what happens in real small claims court, because you have so many cases that you have to make it through 100, sometimes 150 cases a day, is that you're trying to get down to the material facts. The fact that you were wearing a blue dress and you 7-Eleven on your way to the car dealer is irrelevant. And I'm gonna
yes.
be the first one to tell you that.
You're gonna keep it real. And I heard a case that you did, and the young lady was saying the gentleman was suing her because he felt like they broke up, and he felt like he had taken care of her, and he wanted money back. And she was saying, well, he took care of me. And you said, well, wait a minute, did he fly you to the south of France? Did
right.
he buy you ex? You know, he's a construction worker, and you say he
yeah.
took care of me. You like, honey, that is not take being taken care
that
of.
That is not taking care. But you know what? A part of that. Also, too, is not understanding that you deserve the best.
Mm,
I think mm-hmm. that we as women deserve the best. It's hard. You know, being a woman is tough.
Yeah.
And we're the backbone of the family. You know, we're charged with raising children. We're charged with going out and earning an income. We're charged with keeping a household together. We're charged with washing clothes. Sometimes we're charged with balancing bills and also being, you know, there for your husband or your loved one. And so I think that sometimes if you accept crumbs
yeah.
from a man, then that's all you'll ever get is crumbs from a man. So you can't also lay back on your butt at home and say, oh, my God, he's giving me $100 a week and taking care of me, because that's not taking care of you, honey. And if you ever get tired of doing that, you are going to be
Up a creek.
In harm's way. Well, I didn't want to say that. You're going to be in harm's way because you haven't made a nest egg for yourself, you know, which is the second lesson of that, is that you
yes.
have to be able to take care of yourself, because you never know when the rug is going to be pulled from up under you.
That's a life lesson right there. That's a life lesson. Listen, I'm quoting an article that you were interviewed in Sister to Sister magazine, so big shout out to them. And you say, mm-hmm. what I've learned on the bench and in life is that people mm-hmm. aren't usually fighting about the thing that they are in court about. They aren't fighting over the broken cell phone or the unpaid rent, but they're fighting over something else. And you say you like to help people get to the root, to the truth of what they are fighting about. Talk to us about that.
You know, as a judge on the bench in real life, in child support court and in small claims court, what I learned is that people are really not fighting about that thing. They're not mm-hmm. fighting over the fact that you are $200 behind on child support because they didn't seek child support for the first 4 years that child was alive because the man was with them.
Or the man was
paying attention to him. But once he moved on and he found another woman, all of a sudden, now you're fighting for child support and saying what a low-down, rotten scoundrel your baby's daddy is. And in civil court, you see it so much. I had a case, one of the cases, I believe it was on Friday's show, where these sisters were fighting. They had owned the family restaurant for like 100 years or 50 years, I don't remember. And one of the sisters had spun off and started her own restaurant. She was doing better than the second sister. And the sister was suing her for copyright infringement, I believe. But what it was really about is that the sister who was successful was always the favorite child, was always daddy's favorite, got the best when she thinks she got a car, and she always was the winner and the star in the family. And that's what the case was really about, is that, you know, just one more thing that she's outdoing me on.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you get people to admit why, people need to be, admit the truth to themselves. You don't ever have to admit the truth to me. But in order to live a complete life, to live your best life, you have to admit the truth to yourself. And that's what I try to help people do. Admit to yourself what this is really about.
What this is really about. And what I love about court TV and shows such as your dynamic show, Supreme Justice with Judge Karen, is that the rest of us can kind of sit back and listen. And perhaps we didn't experience that, but we can learn from it. You know, the old adage of I don't have to make, I don't have to learn from my mistakes. I can look at your mistakes and learn.
And learn, you know? Right. So many people have to learn from their own mistakes, which is so sad because you really can learn from the mistakes of others. But I do believe that there is a lesson in learning from our own mistakes.
Yes.
Because you had it, you've experienced it firsthand, and you can say, I will never do that again. It's like being with a man that's an abusive man. You see all the signs. You know, baby, why are you going out with your friends? Why don't you stay home with me? Who are you talking to on the phone? You know how much I love you. I only hit you because I love you. Eventually you learn that you really are with an abusive, controlling person. And the next time around, if you're a smart woman, you recognize those signs. So sometimes we really do have to learn the lessons for ourselves.
Learn the lessons for ourselves. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're talking to Judge Karen of Supreme Justice with Judge Karen. Listen, follow her on Twitter. Follow her on Twitter at MyJudgeKaren. Very simple, very personal there. And, of course, connect with her on Facebook, Judge Karen. Very simple, very easy. I've connected with her. I have tweeted and tagged her in posts. So if you're following me, you'll have easy ways to keep up with her. And I love, Judge Karen, you take pictures. It looks like you were at a masquerade party or something over the weekend, so we kind of get to look into your life.
What a wild party that was, only in Miami Beach. I mean, I felt like I was the one woman there who had on the most clothes.
My goodness.
Most of the women there were half naked, which is sort of sad.
Uh-huh.
That you feel you have to go to that extent to get attention. I told people, a lot of my friends, I said there must have been 2,000 people at that party. And nobody knew I was Judge Karen at the party. I was just Karen Francis at the party. I had so many people come up and ask if they could take a picture with me because of my costume.
Wow.
Oh, your costume is so authentic looking. Can I take a picture with you? And so I didn't need to be half naked to get attention. And I didn't need to be Judge Karen from TV to get attention. And
ooh,
I think it's really sad that women feel that they have to be half naked to get attention. But that's what the show was on Saturday night.
My goodness. But now that is a life lesson. That is a life lesson. Do you feel like sometimes you are in a counselor? It's like you almost have to be in the counselor role first to dig through all of this. Then you can do the legal litigation stuff.
You know, I think that whenever you're in a position to direct people's lives,
mm-hmm.
whether that means you're a teacher, whether you are a minister, whether you're a counselor or a judge, you need to use that opportunity to help people to take care of themselves, because that's what life is about. Life is about standing on your own two feet. So I try to help people to stand on their own two feet.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mentioned before that, and we had you on the show before, concerning a book you've written in the past. Do you foresee more books in your future?
Oh, my God, of course. There's a couple more books left in me, including my autobiography, one of these days.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to do that. And is writing easy, or is it really something that you've got to, like, okay, I have to sit down and really, really focus on this?
You know what, I can understand that some people are really writers. I'm not a real writer, but whenever I'm writing about something that I'm passionate about, I find that it's pretty easy. And when I'm writing about helping people, I find it to be very easy. And one of the things I do, which I also suggest to other women, is that I try to keep a journal. Because I think keeping a journal, writing down the events of our lives, writing down how we're feeling it at any given moment, it helps us to see where we've been and where we're going. Because I find it real interesting to pick up one of my journals and read it from, say, 2010.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I remember that. I forgot how I felt. I forgot I was scared, or I forgot that I was worried. And it helps you to see why worrying and fear are useless emotions, because eventually all things change and everything gets better. And so I keep a journal, and I always encourage other people around me to keep a journal, because I think it helps you to keep it together.
Helps keep it together, and therapeutic. Certainly many people have said before that writing is therapeutic. Well, my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me is the goodness in people. You know, there's so much on the news about, you know, everything that's wrong with the world, how bad these children are. I have a real good example I'll give you. I was having some work done in my yard. I actually live on a pretty busy street. And the fella had left this huge rock in front of my door.
Oh, my.
And I couldn't open my door. And I see a guy walking down the street. He must have been like 15 years old. I say, excuse me, do you mind helping me? And this fellow just walked across the street. Yes, ma'am. And he moved the rock, and I offered to give him a ride because I was getting ready to leave. No, ma'am, I don't live too far from here. And I'm like, you know, look how nice that kid was. He could have said,
yeah,
I'm busy, or just kept walking or ignored me. But that's what inspires me to know that I believe that human beings are basically good. And if we embrace that goodness in people, I think people do more good.
They do more. I am in agreement. Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Karen, so excited we had a chance to talk with you again and just have you share wisdom nuggets and let us peer into a day in the life of your busy schedule. So we're certainly conscious of your time, but we thank you so much, and we're going to keep up with you on Facebook and Twitter so we can continue to see what's going on in your world.
Thank you so much, Charvette. You have a great night.
All right, you too. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we invite you to check out the number one source for independent gospel artists, gospelconnect.org. Again, that's gospelconnect.org, your number one resource as an independent gospel artist. Whether you need radio play, advertising, or marketing, Gospel Connect has your back. gospelconnect.org, gospelconnect.org, your number one source as an independent gospel artist.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again. Hey there, this is Charvette Mitchell. Thanks so much for hanging out with me here today. Again, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Web. Listen, you can check out my mobile app. Just visit your app store. Yes, and it is available for iPhones, iPads, all Android devices, and BlackBerry devices. And all you have to do is visit your app store or Google Play and put in Charvette, and that's S-H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-T-T-E. And you know the crazy thing? The crazy thing is that over half of my app users have BlackBerries. And so I was thinking, you know, everybody's, you know, upgraded to iPhones and Droids, but I was told that BlackBerry is really huge and really popular outside of the United States. So big shout out to all of our international listeners, all those that have our mobile app downloaded that are outside of the United States and in the United States, of course. Big shout out to you there. Listen, we're going into a music segment. This first song here is called In Love with a Man. This is by Ruth LaAntra Jones, newly signed to Ty Scott Records. She has her project releasing on November 11th, so keep your eye out for her. But this is In Love with a Man, and you're going to find out who she's talking about, Ruth LaAntra Jones.
This guy, I needed someone strong in my life. Please don't be mad, just know this is what I had to do to make my life
easy. The thing he amazes me.
Hawaii, in love with a man. Ruth LaAntra Jones, check her out there. Listen. I have some recommendations, some of my favorite pages to visit on Facebook. So this is my top five favorite pages to visit on Facebook. So number one, I love www.facebook.com/BeWorthFinding. It's called Be Worth Finding, and it is geared towards women who are single but want to be married. And they give, let me tell you, they drop some nuggets, they drop some wisdom on that page, and they also offer questions and give guidance and advice. So check out Be Worth Finding on Facebook. Check them out there. All right, so my next pick of Facebook pages that I really like, I love this young lady named Stacy Ann, and you can find her at www.facebook.com/Stacy, and that's STACIANN Biz, B-I-Z, Stacy Ann Biz. And she helps with branding and publishing and doing online businesses and things of that nature. But she gives these dynamic affirmations, daily affirmations that really speak to everyone. So I highly recommend, that's a page that I would follow and I get inspiration from. But she gives awesome, awesome affirmations. So check out Stacy, that's with the I, Ann Biz on Facebook. Listen, it's a poor frog that don't praise his own pond. So check out www.facebook.com/Mitchell Productions, and that is my web design business. I'm right on Facebook, so we offer some great tips for businesses and things of that nature. And of course, if you need web design services, you can check that out there. All right, next page that I love on Facebook, again doing my top five picks, is www.facebook.com/blackbusinesswomenonline. And they do black, period, business, period, woman, period, online. So BBWO is the abbreviation. And there are like 66,000 people that follow this page, but they definitely give great tips out, articles, videos. So anyone that is a businesswoman can definitely gain something from this page, and that's whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or a part-time entrepreneur, or you have a side gig that you think, you know, might turn into something one day. I definitely love black.business.womenonline, and they have their own website as well that you can connect with if you go to their main site, www.mybbwo.com. All right, and then my next one, I know you're saying, oh, my goodness, I'm getting a bunch of stuff. Kingdom Publishing Group. So if you are an aspiring author, in particular if you are in the Virginia area, DMV area, you are an aspiring author, I recommend Kingdom Publishing Group. And on Facebook, they are www.facebook.com/KPGBooks, KPGBooks. And there they give you great great guidance on tips for publishing a book. They also showcase different of their authors and things of that nature. So I think that's a great way to connect. Okay, did I do five? Let me count. Okay, well, I have one more. I have one more that I really like. And this page is awesome. It's called The Woman Entrepreneur's Mentor. The Woman Entrepreneur's Mentor, and you can find on Facebook, that page is owned by Cheryl A. Pullins, so she makes it really easy for you, www.facebook.com/Cheryl A. Pullins, and let me spell that for you, that's Cheryl A. Pullins. And she is a branding coach. She helps women in business to really, really illuminate their brand, to be consistent, to be noticed. She's doing this full time. She offers seminars and she has tips. And I shared three branding mistakes on my page earlier today. So those are my top five picks there for Facebook. Go check them out. Connect, connect, connect. All right, listen, we're going back into another music segment. I'm going to play Speechless by Anita Wilson. Big shout out to her. She's had a great year with this project. She had nominated for Stellars last year. She got nominated for the Grammys last year, and she was recently nominated for the Dove Awards, which just happened less than a month ago. So I'm digging this young lady and Speechless off of her debut project. Here you go, Anita Wilson.
You're wonderful, but it doesn't seem good enough. I can say that you're kind, but that would miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate trying to convey the sentiment of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way you brighten up my day.
I can't find the words to describe you.
It would take a million years.
It would take a million years to explain.
Go down the line and name all the things that captivate my heart. But clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey my heart and say I really do appreciate the way.
Yeah.
Right Speechless by Anita Wilson. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Listen, we're moving into our next Spotlight featured interview, author Spotlight. Listen, a friendship that begins to unravel. A young man fleeing the tragic loss of his mother. A romance that crosses the boundary of hatred. Find it all in the new release by Marion L. Thomas called Aqua Blue. And let me tell you, the book cover alone ought to sell a million copies just from this stunning book cover. But Marion L. Thomas, she has been hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she was there. She considers herself a clean fiction novelist, but she is certainly a dynamic storyteller. She has three engaging and dramatic novels to her credit. Her books have been seen on national television stations such as the Oprah Winfrey Network, Ovation, and the A&E Network. She's been featured various places in print magazines, newspapers, and she's been a guest on many broadcasts and online radio stations. And now she's here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are bringing her to the mic right now. Marion L. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, we are glad to have you and feature you here in our author spotlight.
Awesome, awesome. I've been looking forward. I was sitting here, like I said, hanging out, listening to your show. Actually went on the website for Black Business Women Online. Love it. Going to sign up for that. Definitely would encourage anyone to go on there and check that out. That was a really good tip, so I appreciate that.
Hey, this is what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do, share the love and spread the love. And so certainly we want to share the love and spread the love about your novel, Aqua Blue. And I'm telling you, again, like I said, the cover is so stunning. I have to start there. How did you come up with the concept for the cover alone?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. I'm glad that you like it. It's, you know, I'm a strong believer that covers, you know, are what grabs the reader's attention from the beginning. And
yes.
I had to learn that the hard way, actually. My first book that came out had to be redesigned by a publishing company because they said it wasn't bestseller material. So I learned from there, you know, you learn from your mistakes. And so I learned from there, you know, what it takes to really put a cover out there that would attract readers. But in the case of Aqua Blue, I mean, you know, the main character, she's comes from a mixed race parent, you know, household. And so I was really looking for something that would really capture the essence of who she truly was and what I wanted the focal point to be, which was on her eyes, which, you know, kind of really plays into what the book, the gist of the book is what it is about. And so when I saw the photo that they were, you know, that was going to be used, I was like, oh my goodness, that's it. That is the cover. And
wow.
So working with graphic artists to get it, because it was originally very different than what you see, but we worked it until we got it just the way I wanted it. And I thought, okay, that's it. That represents the book. We're going to go with it. And when I saw it, I almost fell out my chair myself. I was like, ah!
You're like, that's it. Oh, my goodness. And I've got to tell you, book covers, that is my pet peeve. You know, you can cut corners a lot of places. I understand people are working under different budgets. But editing and book covers, those, you don't want to cut corners there. So
absolutely.
Job well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, especially from you. Oh, my goodness. That is awesome because you're so well-known. It's like, okay. Oh, I got a good compliment. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Blessings, blessings. So let's jump in. I want to talk about the different characters and kind of set the stage a little bit for those that are listening and kind of paint the picture. So we gave a very brief description, but I'd love for you to just start talking about the character. So let's talk about Haley.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's a character that most people don't really see the strength of her coming, you know, from the beginning. It's, you know, it's interesting. I think when most times when you read a book, you know, the main character, which is Aqua Blue, is usually the stronger character.
Yeah.
But actually in this book, Haley actually becomes the stronger character in the book. And so I think readers are quite surprised by that because it's very different than most books that they read. And I had was visiting one book club, and they were like, wow, that was so unique that you didn't make the main character your strongest character. You actually made Haley your strongest character. And when you think about what Haley actually goes through, you can certainly see why.
Absolutely, absolutely. And did you see Haley evolving as you were writing? Did she kind of just evolve?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I knew that Haley would have a story to tell that would connect, you know, with readers because so, you know, parents are in a fight today to save their children from so many challenges that they go through, so many trials and tribulations that young ones face. And so here you have this 18-year-old young woman who is facing something that, you know, no parent or friend or spouse or, you know, wants to see them go through. And so as I was writing the character for Haley, it really just took on a whole new life, more than I ever expected it to. But I was quite happy with the turnout of how her story was told. And I really hope that when readers read Haley's story, that they share that story of her with others that might be in that situation.
All right, well said. What about Jonathan Jacob Benjamin Brown?
You know, it's interesting. I was with a book club on Sunday called Mississippi Magnolias, and one of the ladies said, you know, I would like to meet him.
Yes.
You know, he's a strong male character in the book, and he's a truthful and sincere character in the book. And I think that as women, we're looking for those truthful and sincere men, and we don't really see a lot of that played out in the media and even in movies and TV shows and things of that nature. So I think when readers read the book and they see these two, you know, because Jonathan is just one of the men that's portrayed, African-American men that's portrayed in the book. The other one is Benjamin. But when they see the character of Jonathan and actually get to see him grow and the journey that he takes on his own, it's quite refreshing to see such a well-raised young man who sticks to his morals and his values, and that carries him throughout his life. So, you know, I think that readers really enjoy that about his character.
Phenomenal. And so New York City is a backdrop in this. What's the allure of New York City and picking that kind of location?
You know, New York is intoxicating. I mean, you know, it's where people go to become people that are known. And each of these characters, Aqua Blue, Haley, Jonathan, they all go there for different reasons. You know, Haley, of course, goes there because she wants to be a ballerina. Aqua Blue goes there because she wants to sing and she wants to write her own music. And Jonathan is kind of forced to go there. But it really just, and they all come from this little small country town in Jackson County, Tennessee. So when you come from a small country town and you go to a city, you know, and you're going to try to make it, I mean, it has to be New York because after all that said, they say that's where dreams are made. So that's where they go to find their dreams and also to try to fulfill their dreams.
And the song says, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
Absolutely. At least that's what Alicia Keys always says.
Right. You can make it anywhere. And
absolutely.
So what are the themes, are there things that you want people to learn or walk away with once they have read Aqua Blue?
You know, a lot of topics that are considered in Aqua Blue are centered around things that women go through. There is a topic of forgiveness, betrayal, the importance of friendship, abuse and dating, eating disorders, spouse abuse, race, culture backgrounds. So I really hope that when readers walk away, when they finish the last page, you know, get to that final period in the book, then they close it and they sit back and they think about, you know, first of all, I hope they say, man, that was a good book. But after that point, you know, I really hope that they say, you know, there was a lot of life lessons in that book, things that, you know, not only can I learn from, but, you know, I want to tell others and share this with others, because maybe they have a young daughter that's going through some of these issues. Maybe they have a best friend that's going through some of these issues. Maybe they've gone through spouse abuse, verbal abuse, all of those things. So, you know, my books are about the strength of women. So I hope that when women read my books, that they walk away and they feel just a little bit stronger than they did when they began.
Just a little bit strong. And sometimes that's all you need, a nudge in the day, just to feel a little, just to feel a little bit stronger and reminded of the strength that you already have. Certainly tell listeners while they're listening where they can purchase your book, how they can download it, all the different ways they can get a hold of it.
Well, it's pretty much online anywhere. You can walk into any bookstore and order a copy, Barnes & Noble, which I think is pretty much the only major bookstore out there. Independent bookstores, you can also walk in and order the book. But Amazon, you can get it off of Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available in Kobo, Sony, Smashwords. And actually right now, I think until November the 5th, readers can download the Kindle or the Nook version from either Amazon or Barnes & Noble for $4.99. So that's a savings, because the digital version is typically $6.99. So for a limited time, you can go on Barnes & Noble or Kindle, Amazon, and download the book and start reading it within seconds for $4.99. So it's a great opportunity to read a good book, and I really encourage readers to go out there and do so.
Absolutely, and certainly if you have a tablet, I mean, that's great. You have an app for Kindle. Some of you may not know that, but you do. And many of the phones, you have the app, so you are not just isolated to certain phones. So, and I love that. I'm an instant gratification person, so I like to just have it on my tablet and read. And what a great time of the year. You know, it's that snuggle weather. It's that kind of hunker down weather. Get some chili in the crock pot, sit on the couch and read.
I did that yesterday.
Oh, you did, see?
Yes, I picked a big crock pot full of chili, and actually that's what we're having again for dinner today, because I made enough for yesterday and today. So, yeah, it's great time for chili and a book. And, hey, don't forget the wine, because you can't read a book without it. So that's just my personal opinion, though.
There you go. And tell listeners your main website also.
My website is MarianLThomas.com, and that's M-A-R-I-A-L-I-A-N, can't spell my own name, MarianLThomas.com.
All right, listeners, go there. And then also, how can they connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook?
My Twitter handle is MarianLThomas01, so you can follow me on Twitter. I have about 8,000 people that follow me, so please join me on there. You know, I always post a lot of things. Yes, please do. Follow me on there. Retweet, you know, connect, share. Word of mouth is always the best way to support any author. I'm on Facebook, so you can – the best way to connect with me socially is to go to MarianLThomas.com. I list pretty much all of the social sites that I'm connected to via Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest. So you can click on the link and boom, you're there. You connect with me. And I am one of those authors that really respond back to my readers when they respond to me, because I do believe in keeping that connection between me being an author and them being a reader, because this is, I write for the reader. So
yeah,
it's good to keep that feedback and keep that open communication going.
Wonderful. And you also have a book trailer, a book commercial that people can catch on YouTube, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There is a guy did a great job for me for the book trailer for Aqua Blue. So you can go to my website again, MarianLThomas.com, and you can click on watch the commercial. If you have a smartphone and you go to Marian L. Thomas, it says YouTube. So you can click on the YouTube button, and it will take you to my video page, and you can actually watch the commercial for Aqua Blue.
Fabulous. And I love a review you received from Faith Knight, who is an author and producer for Discovery Health. And she says, once you start reading this book, you won't want to put it down. So those are the books that we like. Now, for book clubs, do you think this is a good option for a book club?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, let's face it, book clubs are all about the conversation, the discussion. And so they want to read books that's going to stimulate and motivate that type of discussion and conversation, and Aquablue certainly does that. I mean, you can talk about, you know, Haley, you can talk about Charles. I mean, there's characters that you love to hate, there's characters that you love to be, there's characters that you wish that, you know, you can learn from those characters that, you know, I mean, it's something that connects with everyone who reads the book. So it makes for a great conversation and discussion. And I visit book clubs, by the way, via Skype or, you know, if you're within one of the southern states, I visit those as well. So I come directly to you.
Oh, wow. Now, see, that's an awesome use of modern technology to Skype in to a book club kind of review session. That is dynamic.
Absolutely, absolutely. And love it. I mean, it's a great way. I mean, some, you know, I did a book club Skype, and they had a web camera, so I was sitting in my bedroom. I wasn't in my PJs, although I really wanted to be. but, you know, it was great because we could see each other. I could see the ladies, and we could have a conversation. And it was as if I was right there in the room with them. So, you know, it's a great way for book clubs to reach out and have those conversations with authors when they're in, like, California or Chicago or areas that the author is not or can't get to. It still makes it a way for the author and the book club to connect.
Absolutely. So, listeners, you should consider that and check it out. And I love that you categorize yourself as a clean fiction author. So, you know, the types of book clubs that you could have your book featured in are vast and broad. And I noticed did you come up with clean fiction, or is that something that's out there? I want to say that's the first time I've seen that.
Well, for contemporary women's fiction, it is the first time that it's been, you know, that genre has actually been used. But if you actually Google clean fiction, it usually comes up like clean fiction for teens. And so, and that's a lot of times, that's the biggest challenge that I have to overcome, being a clean fiction author, because a lot of times when you tell women that you write clean fiction, you know, they kind of give you that, you know, one eye up sort of thing. Like, oh, so, you know, you write for children. It's like, no, I write for you.
Right, right. We write for you. Everybody doesn't have to write 50 Shades of Grey type of material. Some of y'all don't need that. Some of you need to focus. So it gets
expand, widen your, you know, your the genres that you read, because you know, in clean fiction you will find, you know, avid readers want a good story. They want something they can connect to. And so I believe that if you can be creative with your characters and develop your plot, then you can give readers exactly what they're looking for, which is a good story and something that when they're done, they don't have to feel guilty about, but they can tell their girlfriend, you know, hey, this book was good. You need to read it.
There you go. There you go. And so Aquablue, again, listeners, pick up your copy. Aquablue, we've told you all the different ways you can grab a hold of it. If this is currently a standalone, so you don't have to have read any of your previous books, it's a standalone book. Do you see or do you feel that the story will call for, you know, a sequel or a prequel?
Oh, absolutely not.
You're like, not.
No. That's it.
That is
no sequel for Aquablue.
So we're setting your expectations. There you go.
Yeah, people are asking me for a sequel to Aquablue, and it's like, no, there is not going to be a sequel. That is it.
That is it. So tell our listeners about your other books that you have available that they can, because once they get attached to you, they'll be like, oh, I want to read more from Marion L. Thomas. Tell us about your other books.
Well, my first three books are part of a series called the Naya Monet series. So, you know, if you are into series, I got you covered. I got your back, as I say. So my first book was Color Me Jasmine. My second book, My Father's Colors, and the third one is Strings of Color. And you really do have to start with the first book, because in the last book I don't recap, you know, what's going on in the other two books. So I always recommend to readers that please start with the first book, and so you can really follow the journey of Naya Monet, who becomes Jasmine the jazz singer. So it's a really intoxicating story of what happens with her.
Oh, okay. There you have it. All right, so I'm going to ask you, I have my five questions, my get-to-know-the-author five random questions. Are you ready?
Oh, Lord. I think so.
You're like, I think so. Okay, when is your favorite time to write, time of day that you write the best?
Midnight.
Okay.
Yeah, because your husband's snoring by then.
Right, midnight. Okay, cool. What is your favorite TV show?
I'd have to say Downton Abbey.
Oh, my goodness. I love Downton Abbey.
Yes, that's my favorite.
I love Downton Abbey. Now, some of y'all are sleeping on Downton Abbey because it's
right.
on PBS, but I'm telling you, it is, and you can go catch up on it. Look, they need to send me some sponsorship money, but you can go catch it. You can catch up on it on Netflix and just look for Downton Abbey, and it is some of the best written TV. It is really intriguing. Is there another? When is the next series or next season?
January.
All right, so we have to wait for Downton Abbey. Okay, cool. So we'll be watching it. We'll be tweeting together about Downton Abbey. What's going on? Okay. All right, what is your favorite meal to cook? Okay. And when was the last time you went to the beach?
Last weekend.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
And our last question, when you are reading, who's your favorite author to read?
Oh, my word, you would ask me that question. I have so many authors that I know. I can't even say that because I will be getting emails.
In trouble. Okay, we're going to let you plead the fifth. Listeners, give a big round of applause to Mary L. Thomas for playing our game. Five questions, get to know the author. All right, so my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know, really, when I get reviews from readers and they really say in that review how much the book touched them in some way, and, you know, whether it's the first time they've heard of me or, you know, they've read my other books, I mean, that is just like, you know, it gets me through the rough spots and keeps me on my journey.
Wonderful. Well said. Well written. We appreciate you stopping by the show and being producers. Y'all need to... take care of that. And we appreciate you stopping by the show and sharing with us about Aqua Blue. Again, big shout out to your book cover, Dynamic, and we will continue to stay connected with you. And again, your website address is
MaryLThomas.com, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today. We started the top of the hour out with a dynamic Judge Karen of Supreme Justice with Judge Karen. So check your local listings to find out when you can catch her online. Catch her on air, I should say, and connect with her on Twitter at My Judge Karen, and, of course, she's on Facebook. Then we did a music segment. Then we went into our author spotlight with Marion L. Thomas. Check out Aqua Blue. Everywhere books are sold, connect with her on her main website, again, which is www.marionlthomas.com. Listen, I've tweeted her, I've tagged her on Facebook, both of my guests. So those are easy ways for you to connect with them. Of course, follow me on Facebook, Charvette. Follow me on Twitter, Charvette, and, of course, Charvette.com. Oh, and don't forget my mobile app. All under Charvette. We'll see you later.
You have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. signing off.